got to tell you actually this about this, about Aerosmith. I didn't really realize, because I had to play the song so much until I got sick of it. I didn't really realize, though, what a tough song Crying by Aerosmith was to sing until I saw Storm singing it last night. You don't really appreciate that because, of course, I think when you're watching anything, and no disrespect, but anything that is a sort of karaoke-type experience, in other words, somebody singing a known song with a backing band or whatever, you sort of, in your head, I think you unconsciously, it's like when you go to an actual karaoke night, you sort of sing along in your head. I didn't realize until last night what a difficult song that is, and how at the end is Tyler really, really ratchets it up a lot. I mean, this guy's an amazing singer, but I never really thought about that until Storm did it. Storm just she crushed it, as they say. We got lots of guys wanting to know what sort of GoBot this is that Sarah had here. Let's see. Rick, I'm guessing Sarah's GoBot is a rock lord.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I'm guessing this emailer is a dork. The purpose of a robot that transforms into a rock is simple. When one of your snotty little bastard friends says something mean, you go get this. You say, check out this cool robot. Watch, it turns into something cool. Your friend will say, what's cool without cool about that? It turns into a rock. So what? Then you smile and beat them in the face with it. Okay. Let me just get some. Let me get these two calls. These people are very patient. They've waited. And then we'll talk. We'll talk to Kristen. And we'll get Rockstar calls here.
His name is actually Magmar.
Magmar.
Yeah.
This one is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
The one that you're playing with.
I'm not playing with it. It's sitting right here.
Nothing wrong
it's
with
an action figure.
It's a collectible figurine.
There's nothing wrong with playing with toys.
Oh.
Patty cake.
That sounds like some noir dialogue.
It does, doesn't it?
Who's she eating lunch with? We'll get D in a moment. Max, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
I'm rolling, brother. What do you got?
All right, so absinthe is illegal in the United States, and here is why. Back in the 1920s, you know, during the Dust Bowl and stuff like that, people used to drink absinthe all the time. But if you drank too much of it, you used to get this, what they called back then, it's called the absinthe jitters. And basically, you just get really violently ill, and you want it all the time. So, yeah, so they stopped making it after that. So you cannot find absinthe in the United States, but it is available in Europe, but you have to look pretty hard to find it.
Now, is that a thing where you can't get it in America, kind of like you can't get pot in America?
Absinthe is an old drink, but,
like a yak.
You know, but you could find it, you know, if you looked really hard.
I mean, not that we would know anybody, and not that we were looking, not that we're looking for anybody to, anyway, and so does it give you hallucinations?
Okay. You can sip it and not get addicted to it, but if you start doing shots of absinthe, like a lot of it, you start to hallucinate. And that's why it's so bad for you, because you start to, like, get, you know, see fairies and goblins and whatever comes up when you hallucinate. So,
now, you know,
JoJo.
This makes me wonder about Don and Mike, though, because Don and Mike do an absinthe show. Every year, and they've done it for a couple years now, where they purportedly, unless it's all theater of the mind, which maybe it is, although I didn't think so, where they allegedly, they drink absinthe during the show, and they get all loopy and whatnot, and so that's why I thought it was maybe legal to have, but not to get.
You can have it, but, you know, just like pseudoephedra, you know, no one's going to come knocking down your door to see if you have absinthe. There are no absinthe police around, so you can get it, you know, but just don't be stupid about it.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, and so you've done this, though.
I've had friends who've done a lot of absinthe in the lifetime. I generally tend to stay away from it because I saw one of my friends get the absinthe jitters myself, and it was not a fun time.
No, it doesn't sound like it would be.
All right.
No.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Max. I appreciate it. Thank you for holding, sir.
Rick, thank you for making my day infinitely 100 times better, dude.
Not at all. What do you do? Where do you work at?
I am a delivery driver, and please don't play that Sounder by Scotty J.
I was already reaching for it.
No, don't. He asked you not to.
Okay,
Rick.
No, I won't. That my gift to you is not to play it then, sir.
Thank you, sir. England prevails.
All right, thank you. Well done. Thank you. Mr. Creedy. All right, there you go. That's Max. Thank you. You know what's weird is that guy, the Prothero. There's no court in this country for men like Prothero. He looks like Christopher Hitchens. Have you noticed that? That guy's I don't even know who he is. He's a dead ringer for Christopher Hitchens. Let's see. D, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What's up, D?
Oh, I'm homesick today. That's why I can hang on for 45 minutes.
Well,
no big deal.
Thank you. Way to put the Catholic guilt on me. Thanks.
Sorry. Hey, quick question. This isn't riveting talk or anything, but is it just me or is Jessica Simpson just over?
Sarah?
She is. When her one comrade is, you know, her gay hairdresser that she just totes along everywhere.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And she's starting a wig company with him, and that's what she's doing.
A wig company.
That's
of Debbie Reynolds.
Look at Ashley and look at Nick the other night on that Teen Choice Awards. Nick did very well, and I mean,
singledom suits Nick well.
It does, and he's not suiting Jessica very well.
No.
It's gotta hurt. But you think she's on the way down, do you?
I absolutely do. I think that I don't know. There might be some more skeletons coming out of her closet, considering she's starting to slag, you know, Nick in the press. I bet it's just getting ugly.
Seriously, and she made that comment to the Sun that he had a small package and whatnot.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, you don't do that. No, she's getting a little desperate.
She's reaching, isn't she?
And again, it doesn't help that she's suddenly the uglier of the two sisters.
Was it some poll or something that she's not as attractive? I mean, she's just not as talented. I'm not saying Ashley's anything to write home about, but I mean, to go from being the big hot cheese to all of a sudden everybody's surpassing her, it's got to be tough on the old ego.
And yes. Oh, yeah.
I just don't see her doing anything. It'll be interesting to see what her movie does, but it's good to hear that Sarah agrees. It just looks like it's going south on her.
No, I totally agree.
Sarah sort of is the oracle on these matters.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See ya.
Big hot cheese, by the way, is the phrase of the day that pays me.
All right, so now I am dying to know your friend, what the theory is.
Okay. Well, let's welcome...
Are we playing Stormwatch?
Let's welcome Chris. Oh, yeah, let's start the Stormwatch, and then we'll bring Kristen on, because I got to find the email. It's right. I want to make sure that I read it correctly.
Attention residents of the greater metropolitan Portland area and surrounding cities and suburbs. The Rick Emerson Show is issuing a severe storm watch in your area.
First and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage. I take control of the show and give everybody a good time.
So, did it freak you out to be the first performer tonight?
I like being first. I am unafraid.
That time once again for AM970's Rockstar Recap. We'll talk about last night's episode, theories, gossip, speculation. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Kristen from accounting. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Scotty's telling me that Channel 6 was nice enough to do a storm watch segment. When was that, Scotty? Was that today or yesterday? Both? And do they actually call it storm watch? Tell me they did. Tell me they actually called it Stormwatch.
Nice.
There you go. Well, there you go.
They jump on the bandwagon 2 months after the fact.
It would explain why we're all so worn out on the show lately. What with doing the during the work of about four different stations here. Let's see. We'll get some of these calls here in a second. Sarah has been nagging me to hear this theory, and it's not my theory.
Yeah. Well, because actually, I want to hear it too, because my opinion has kind of skewed over the last couple of weeks about who might be... Anyway, go ahead with this guy's theory. I want to see if it's similar to mine.
Now, this guy, his name is Russ. He signs up to Listener Russ. He works at Freightliner. And he says, and I will say that part of his theory is predicated on something Tommy Lee apparently said, which I didn't hear Tommy Lee say, but he said that
last night, or?
No, he said he in a recent interview, so I don't know where that was. But this is predicated on something that Tommy Lee apparently said. Rick, says Russ at Freightliner, Tommy Lee said in a recent interview that he wanted to, quote, pick a guy and a girl. It would give the band a greater vocal range, and no one has done it in a while. When I voted last night at rockstar.msn.com, the screen that shows the final seven, Delana was first with a big airbrush smile. Lucas was second. He looked very touched up as well. And the remaining contestants all had somber, no teeth, no smile pictures. I felt they were trying to influence my vote with these pictures. After I voted for Storm, the cursor would default to sit on Delana's picture. So if you were in a hurry, you could have voted for her multiple times by mistake. I see the last episode as Tommy Lee saying, I can't decide, I pick both Delana and Lucas. He says, at this point, I would bet on it, says Russ So I have to tell you, just even with even if Tommy Lee had never said that in an interview, it still sounds like something that they might do.
Well, and you know what was also interesting? It's funny that he mentions about the pictures and how the cursor defaults to Delana.
Right.
I, of course, every morning after the performance show, come into work to watch them in the quiet of my office so that I can actually look at the performances without
right.
the screaming crowd. And when I tried to play the performances, you know, you click on the performances and it goes through them one by one. Delana's was not in the lineup this morning.
Really?
Yeah, you had to go onto the rocker, and I don't know if it was something maybe with the website, but you had to actually go to the rocker page and click on her picture where it says latest performance.
Uh-huh.
And you had to go to her performance that way. It wasn't lined up with the rest of the rockers.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
Read into that what you will.
All right. Well, it does seem like Supernova themselves are very big fans of both Lucas and Delana. So it would sort of stir things up a little bit and be a little different if they went with a man and a woman. They theoretically expand their audience base, sort of gives a twist to the whole thing, because you got to figure they're following in the footsteps of U2. So it's like, how can we do this so it's different? I don't know. If he really said that in an interview, too, I'd like to see somebody pick a man and a woman. Who knows? It wouldn't surprise me at all at this point.
And actually, I want to throw something in there. After listening to everybody's theories, you know, Laura's theory yesterday and Russ's and, you know, a couple of other people I've talked with, after watching last night's performances, you know, it seems like they've been, of course, favoring Delana and Lucas. But I have a strong suspicion that all might be red herring kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think the guy that they really like is Magny, because he's been a solid, he hasn't been the most flashy, he hasn't been the most out there guy, but he's put in, you know, solid performances almost every week.
What do you think they think about Ryan? Because he seems to be getting better and better, and they all seem super impressed with him.
Well, Ryan, I can see why he wanted to do his original song, because to tell you the truth, I really liked what he did last night.
Yeah.
Aside from throwing the guitar, you know, that's kind of whatever. They told him to throw the guitar, basically. But I thought that was a great song, and he had great stage presence doing his own stuff, but perhaps not fronting Supernova.
I thought all the performances last night were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even Patrice, who I don't like, I thought her original song was great.
Yeah, and as Sarah, of course, leaned over to me and discussed, her makeup looked fantastic.
She did look a lot better than she usually
really? See, and I actually
the makeup was great last night.
I actually, for once, you know, being a dumb guy, typically I notice what they look like first, and then after that, everything else is sort of, you know, fights for second place. But I was actually so blown away by her song, I didn't even notice what she looked like last night.
Yeah, although, you know, as I noticed this morning as I was listening to her, she has a problem with her breath control.
Right.
She was having a hard time, like, playing guitar and, like, maintaining her vocal control, you know?
Maybe the nerves might be a little bit of that, too. I mean,
yeah, it could be, but hey, if you're fronting Supernova, you can't let the nerves get to you, baby.
No, that's a fair point. Let's see, Todd the Corpse says, after the fireworks between Delana and Lucas on that show, what kind of nightmare would Supernova be getting into to hire them both?
Yeah, they do not get along.
Do you think they would do that to themselves? Yeah, but...
Yeah, the two of them have the most personality flaws, it seems.
And it's like, since when in a rock band does everybody have to get along? I mean, the guys in Motley Crue would, you know, be punched each other every morning, like right after their cup of coffee, you know, so I don't know. Okay, well, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Jen Lane joining us now, the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Jen Lane, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right.
It sounds fabulous, doesn't it?
Yeah, you should really switch to Ultralight.
Well, last night I was, you know, my voice kind of went from 60 to 0 during the course of yesterday's show, and so of course I went to Dante, so
yeah,
I could
you sound like Delana.
Inhale cigarettes by the cart.
Came across the table at each other.
Sing us Little Cats in the Cradle.
You know,
we were joking.
Can I say something too about, you know, Sarah mentioned at the top of the, I think I've switched places with Sarah Dillon. Because,
awesome.
You know, you were saying you've been in bed before midnight every night.
Right.
And, you know, not. I've been out, like, every night past midnight, you know, going out with people and talking about the whole soup. I don't know what I'm going to do when this show is over.
I actually, this is funny, actually. We might as well recap a little bit. This is the recap.
What we're doing?
If you didn't see it last night, and I made this observation early, that I kind of suspected... something was up when Davey snuck out before the final segment. He's like, hey, I'm gonna take the back way out. I'll see you later. And I'm like, yeah, okay, take it easy. And then literally as the door was closing behind him, they came back and Brooke Burke is like, let's take a look at the initial bottom three. And, like, there's Storm in the bottom three.
And that was at 9:30. Brad had texted, or he called me.
Oh, and you tried to tell me, too. I walked in. Here's how I knew. I walk in. I'm in the door 5 seconds. Kristen, do you want another bottom three? And that's, and then Sarah, I think, told me, wasn't you the same thing? You're like, do you want another bottom three? And it's like,
I know the bottom three and who sings with the band and Delana gets reamed. That's all I've ruined.
But on the way home last night, I was in the car and just sort of because Lara wasn't able to go last night. So I was driving home by myself and Just Storm having just appeared in the bottom three. I did have this sort of flash forward moment where I sort of got a pre-taste of the huge like postpartum depression that we're all going to have when this is over. One win, lose or draw. I mean, unless she just flat out kills it, we're all just going to be so depressed when this thing is done.
You were right on the money yesterday, because I have been dreading, like yesterday I had to be somewhere before going to Dante's, and all the pressure that, because Davey called me at like 5:30, he's like, can you make sure I have a seat for me and James, and I'm like, no problem. And then, like, not a half hour later, Aaron text messaged me. He's like, can you get a couple of seats for me, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't handle the pressure, I just want this to be over. I want Storm home so we can just all watch her at Dante's.
I know, and it is, you know what everybody says, though. It's everybody, and it's not, I'm not trying to be like, oh, we're cooler than everybody else, whatever.
Well, we are.
Of course. No, I mean, I'm not trying to say that, but it is just sort of interesting that you hear from so many people now who say, I can't believe that every Wednesday for, like, forever, she performed at Dante's, and for, like, $5, I could have seen her and didn't.
Yeah, there's so many people who are like, she'll always be there.
Right.
I don't have to go this week. She'll be there next week.
Yeah, there's so many more people there in the last 2 weeks. I've been down at Dante's Tuesdays, and it's the last few shows. Not her last shows here, but the last few times I saw her. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a third of that crowd.
Did you see the Hussy
Posers?
Were there strippers?
No, there were total just skanky girls galore. Yes. Not any posters, but
those
obviously
skanky girls, those are dancers.
No, I got a text.
Well, you can tell that they knew that there was going to be a camera or a paper there or something, so they got dressed up.
No, anywhere there's a camera and an open bar tab, those women appear. I got a text message from Chris Sneed, and it was like, hey, the strippers are a nice touch. And I wasn't there yet. I had no idea. I was one of those guys calling ahead to start going, can you save me a seat? I'm going to be a little late. What? Can you please hold a space for me?
It's getting harder and harder every week.
I felt jerky asking. I had gone home to take a little nap, and then I felt like a bastard being like, save me a space. Don't you know who I am? But it's like,
we don't send Scotty J out to do stuff like that?
We should. From now on, that's going to be his job. Scotty, you will save my
seat. Tell Mrs. J that your Tuesday nights are now full.
You're going to be like one of those guys at the Emmys. When I get up to go to the bathroom to take a bathroom break, you're going to sit in my space so it doesn't look empty.
Hey, Rick, I can't hear Jen at all. I don't know if I'm stepping on her at all.
The audition wasn't pop. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, they were working on Tim's mic. They weren't feeding the phone. Well, do you want to do your recap real quickly here, Kristen, and then we'll probably take a break, and then we'll just take some calls and talk about our predictions here.
Yeah, it's getting down to the point where, there's only seven people, and, so we can run through it pretty quickly.
Okay, yeah, I've got the audio here, so we'll just kind of hit whatever you think the high points are.
Well, let's start with Delana.
All right, and this is the Every Breath You Take?
Yeah, she looked like a drag queen.
Oh, God, and actually,
those eyelashes,
they were
hideous.
Awful.
Give me just a second here. I'm going to actually bring this up in a different audio player, and I'm going to do that specifically so I can play this horrible, horrible goddamn thing she did at the end that she should be beaten with a hammer for.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And Davey warned me because he was at the taping. And Davey's just like, dude, he's like, in about 90 seconds, you're just going to want to punch her right in the face or whatever. Some statement. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you'll know.
Yes, you'll know.
And then as soon as she started, you can't say your own name in a song unless you are Eazy-E. That is a rule or a rapper of some kind. Or at least, like, I think you actually have to be someone of note before you can start singing your own name in a song. So here's Delana singing,
Everybody breathe.
Check your hole.
Everybody breathe.
Everybody stand up. Be made of carbon.
Doing yoga?
And it's a completely unimaginative arrangement of the song, too. I'll skip to the end here in a second, but this is a little bit of everybody's head. First of all,
she sounds really nasal.
She sounds like she's going to have her own line of iron lungs someday.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
She doesn't enunciate. She was like, you take. Yeah, well, she didn't say the every.
And Sarah's boyfriend, Nate, made a really good observation, which is there's two groups of people on the show. There's people who are fronting the band, and there's people who are singing karaoke.
Yeah.
And she's singing karaoke. I stand by that. All right, let me get to this hideous part of the end.
Oh, God.
No. The worst thing I've ever heard.
Hear that
last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, no.
Let's listen
just
again.
Just looking at me like I'm bizarre until she heard it.
Let's listen to this again. Listen to where Delana begins to sing her own goddamn name in the song. Wait. It's even better the third time. She was in rehearsal, too.
Laughable.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
It's laughable.
It's terrible. Terrible, but all of them, especially Gilby, just to be, they seem to be so wrapped around her finger for somebody to further continue the police references. They just seem to be so under her foot for some reason. I just don't understand where that's coming from.
I don't get it.
And is it me, or does Delana look more like Storm with every passing
yes,
week?
Yes, they all do, though.
It's true. Yeah. With every week, physically, in their appearances, they look yeah, more like Storm.
Yeah.
You know, really, the makeup on the show is so bad. I can't remember what I was talking about that with last night, but
it's just like sparkle motion.
Yeah,
it's like, how many sparkles can we get around your eyes?
Streetwalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even for the boys.
Just need a spandex skirt. All right. Well, what else should we talk about from last night, Crystal?
You know, I think because he seems to have come from behind, I think Ryan did a really strong performance last night.
I thought that song was super lame.
This is back of your whatever car?
Back of your car.
Yeah, I was like, that's the lost Matchbox 20 B-side.
Oh, yeah, you text messaged me that.
Which is why I don't see him fronting the band, but I think he would have an excellent career on his own or with his own band.
Well, that's how I feel about Patrice. After last night, that solo song of hers, which we'll play in a while, was good, but not a supernova thing. Here's Ryan singing Back of Your Car. So there's a little bit of Ryan last night. Not a bad song.
No, and he seemed to really come alive with his own stuff.
A little bird told me that the guitar throwing was, in fact, rehearsed.
I'm sure.
Because you can tell how he threw it really carefully.
And really gently.
Yeah, really gently. And it, I mean...
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, seriously.
Somebody made the comment online, like on one of the message boards, that it was like he was doing an egg-tossing contest. gentle toss.
And there's just nothing less rock at this point than rehearsing. And even the throwing the instrument thing is pretty lame at this point. I mean, if you want to impress me, like, set fire to the band or something. There's nothing, you know, the judges seem to like him, though.
Yeah. Hey, you know, not completely bad.
What else?
Do we want to talk about Lucas and his epileptic fit?
I like Lucas as a singer and as a rock star, and I have from the beginning.
Well, he just seems to come across to me as a bit of a, you know, like he's just trying too hard.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, but he's trying to be that guy instead of just being that guy.
Yes.
I'm with you on that. Let me play just a little bit of Lucas from last night here.
There's nowhere else to run. Is there room for one more sun? One more sun. If you can hold on. If you can hold on. Hold on.
All right, so there you go. So there's Luke. It's not bad.
No, not bad.
I like the song. I like his voice. I think you're right that he's a poser.
Yeah, that he's just trying too hard.
But I can see him fronting a band, though, which is more than I can say about a lot of them.
Right.
I don't think he gets overshadowed by the band, which I think that, like, Patrice, for example, does.
And Toby.
Toby, the man of Down Under.
Boy.
Yeah. It's his next job.
Oh,
I
man.
I liked what he did at the beginning with the Layla arrangement.
Yeah.
Right.
But then once he got, you know, he seems to rely on the gimmicks too much. You know, he had the horn thing.
The bullhorn.
Body.
And then he was doing the bongos.
You realize I'm being hot and perfect. Screw that guy. Nate went nuts about the fact that he took his shirt off halfway through the song.
He should not have done that.
No, well, Nate was...
I liked it.
Well, the women seemed to... No, Nate was...
Did you see that guy's body? My God.
He's a good-looking man. There's no getting around that.
And he takes...
Yeah, he's got the golden godson going on.
Sarah's doing that thing that she does sometimes where it's a shake of the head that is equal. It's almost like a rueful shake of the head. It's almost like he takes care of himself. And like a shake of the head, almost like a strange sort of wonder tinged with melancholy. No, but Nate's whole thing was if you come out shirtless, that's one thing. He's like, if you take it off halfway through, it's a gimmick.
And that's what he seems to rely on because he seems awkward at other times, you know, during the performance.
I didn't have a problem with it. It takes some stones to start stripping off your clothing on television, even if you're a good looking guy.
Looking. You want to take off your clothes when you're that good.
I guess I view everything through the prism of being me. When you're just being doughy and talentless. I am predisposed to like his performance because I love Layla. I love that song, and I know that a lot of people don't anymore, but I love it. And he didn't sing it just like the original, which I liked.
No, but then he just seemed to not quite know what to do towards the end. You know, he ran over and jumped up with the other rockers. And
I thought that was cool, though, because...
Cool, but he had to rely on the other rockers to be there. You know what I mean? He didn't seem to know what else to do.
Yeah, fair point. All right.
That's just me, though.
All right. And the Magni thing was, you know, was...
I thought he was good.
He was good, but...
Yeah. I had nothing bad to say about his performance.
He's, you know what he is? He's solid. He's
That's what I'm saying. That might be what those guys are going to go for.
He's reliable. He's solid. He's sort of like Storm. You always know you're going to get a good performance. And maybe not very surprising, but he's reliable. He really is.
Which is a great segue to Storm.
All right. So here is Storm last night. I'm going to skip, skip right ahead here and let me find the Storm cut. So this is Storm Large last night singing Crying.
Last week, Storm suffered her harshest criticism to date when she took on a 70s disco classic, and Tommy thought it was sauteed in wrong sauce. Ouch. Well, this week, she's singing Aerosmith's power ballad, Crying. Let's hear it, everyone, for Storm Large.
So brokenhearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah. Now me and them ways have parted. I count our love as a killing count.
I'm going to skip ahead here towards the end where she kind of does that little tiny a cappella moment here.
A total Steven Tyler homage.
Totally.
Got it.
Go!
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
I thought it was great. You could totally feel the pins and needles in the room at Dante's.
And it totally gives me chills listening to it.
And even kind of mixed, she's not down in the mix, she's in the mix. And even in the mix like that, you can sense how big her voice is.
Mm-hmm.
The best Storm moment, though, last night was actually talking to the judge.
I'm so glad you have the comments, because I could only hear part of them.
Davey was like, he's like, oh, there's this great thing she says, but I bet they cut it out.
Yeah.
As this is...
Did you hear that one about, that includes the softball? You should read it.
Sarah Dillon, you're a goddamn whore. I'm sorry.
I swear to God, Rick, I will rip you limb from limb if you keep playing that.
Patty cake.
All right, let me.
That's okay.
Let me play this.
Seriously, I will beat a sick person.
This is a Storm talking to the judges.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. You know, that's a very, very difficult song to sing.
Especially wearing your corset.
As you know, I know. I need that back.
Wait.
Let me tell you, it was awesome. You did great.
Thank you, honey.
And because I know that you can deliver a song like that is why I hated last week's so much.
I am still trying to justify my ridiculous decision.
This was a thousand times better.
Thank you, Dave.
That was cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
I just wish you had less clothes on.
I'm trying.
All right, Tommy, I can help you out. I can help you out, bro. Let me get that corset back now, honey.
Yeah, there we go. Come on,
honey. Come over here and take it, bitch.
Let's go, baby.
Right there. That's all you need to hear.
The place exploded last night when she said that.
I will tell you this, and I'm going to echo something that Lara said yesterday. And this is not just because I live with a former women's studies major. I honestly believe that a contributing factor to Storm maybe lagging behind at this point, I honestly believe that Storm is a little too aggressive, and I mean this in a good way, is a little too mouthy for like Holly Homemaker living in Nebraska. You know? I mean, you're just some idiot red stater sitting there. I don't like the filthy mouth. I don't like the independent streak in that woman.
You know, I think the only reason she was in the bottom three or whatever momentarily was because the voting hadn't opened on the West Coast yet, and that's where we all are.
Well, I'm so unclear about how that whole thing works, though.
Well, they open it after the show ends, but it's within each time zone for like 4 hours after the show ends.
I don't know. I
think at the end of our show, they still haven't collected the West Coast numbers.
Well, you're not allowed to vote for anybody until after that, apparently.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how they know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I talked to my parents this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're back on the East Coast, and you know, Storm grew up in a town about 10 miles away from where I grew up. And apparently, I was talking to Davey about this last night too. My mom is like, there have been so many articles, like the Boston Globe. There's a lot of Boston attention right now on her as being like the hometown girl, even though she hasn't lived there for a while.
Right.
So a lot of that New England crowd has been voting for Storm.
Yeah.
So there is some of the East Coast there who are rooting for her.
Well, she's from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah. She grew up in Southborough, which is about 10 miles away from Shrewsbury.
I do think that she might be a little too brassy, though, for middle America.
You're absolutely right.
She is a little intimidating physically, and I think America...
Well, not used to a woman being so comfortable with herself and being able to speak for herself.
It is true. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll we're gonna take a break here. We'll put you on hold. We'll come back. When we get back, we'll get your calls about Rockstar Supernova. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Kristen from Accounting, and we'll get more thoughts about last night's episode, etc. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Merlin and Mitch. Don't stay radio. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. We're here with Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine. In just a moment, we'll bring back Kirsten from Accounting. Talking about Rockstar Supernova last night. Of course, Jen Lane. What is coming up in your world? You at the Cat House?
Yeah, I've got the Cat House. My DJ gig tonight at Sabala's, 4811 Southeast Hawthorne, 10 p.m. tonight. It's free.
Fantastic place.
And then we have a Barfly bus tour this weekend.
Excellent. And what manner of bus tour?
It's a traditional mystery bar tour, so it's going to be all different kinds of places, 8 to 10 stops. 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Tickets are on sale now at barflymag.com.
I saw your bus last weekend. That was packed.
Yeah, that was goths on a bus.
Oh, that was great.
Really?
It was awesome, yeah.
That's so great. Oh,
it was a private one for a dual bachelor and bachelorette party.
Oh,
it was all goths, and they're great. They're so funny. They kept going, "Is this the spookiest bus you've ever had?"
What? Do you find it?
Yeah, and I was teasing them, saying they were goths gone wild.
Are you impressed how we're challenging society's norms?
Yeah.
It's like, you see they have Goth Day at Disneyland now?
No.
It's totally true.
No way.
I mean, Disneyland doesn't do it, but you know how, like, you know there's Gay Day at Disneyland?
Did you know there's a Goth Con?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
There is, and apparently it's going to be here in Portland.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take some Absinthe there and find some easy Goth chicks. To their credit, as much as I know Disney is very... Disney has a very cool hands-off policy where they will not stop any group from having a huge en masse attendance, because the idiot, you know, the red staters, because there's a gay day that a lot of, you know, that the gays do, where, you know, they'll get together and, some gay organization will get together and they have a day where they all go to Disneyland. And, of course, the idiot Christians were like, where did the gay, you know, and they were on Disneyland. Disney was like, you know what, doesn't matter, we're not going to stop. They can do it, don't do it, as long as they're following the rules. We don't care if any group makes it, a day for them. So, on the heels of that came Goth Day. Somebody sent me the photographs. It's so hilarious and great and pathetic and wonderful. Just all of these goths, many of them people too old or of the wrong type to be wearing some of the clothing they were, like walking down like Main Street, you know, like just standing in line for the Haunted Mansion. It's just like a lot of like fat guys with their metal lunchboxes. It's just fantastic. So
it's like the old Satyricon used to take an annual trip to the zoo.
See?
So
I love
funny.
That kind of stuff.
Tasty. Black-clad people, like, never leave the house before, you know,
I love
fall
any,
night.
Anything that's just, like, a little bit of a stick in the spokes, I like. Just anything that's a little cockeyed, you know, just kind of strange. All right, let's welcome back to the program Kristen from accounting. All right, let's get a couple calls here as well. Chris, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Chris. Kristen.
I'm here.
Ah, Chris, you chose poorly.
All right.
That's not cool.
All right, Chris.
Yep.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Hey, is it hot where you are, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How can I, you're on the show. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I was one of Dante's. I am actually Johnny Come Lately to the Stormlord bandwagon.
No shame in that, my friend.
I didn't know who she was. I live in Salem. I don't go to Portland a lot. Didn't know who she was until you started talking about her on the show.
Uh-huh.
I fall in love with her performances.
Okay.
You and everybody else, brother.
Yeah.
Seriously. She's just magnificent. She's one of the best performers I've ever seen.
She really is fantastic, and as cheesy as it sounds, when you see her live and see the full, and I don't mean that in the way you go to see her live, but I mean,
yeah, do you think you're in love with her now?
When you go to a smaller venue and see her, and it's not just her. You know, we talk about Storm so much right now because she's on the show by herself, but she has the Storm Large and the Balls. It's Storm and the Balls when she's here, and she has. I mean, when she is with this band, that plays with her, they are so great, and it's so different than anything you have ever seen in your life. So who knows when we're going to get a chance to see her kind of in her element with the band here again. But, I mean, it's just, it's unreal. If you ever get a chance to see, you really ought to.
Yeah, you know, I went up to Portland last night. I actually had to go to the airport anyway. So I stopped by Dante's to watch the show there. And the environment there was just mind-blowing. It was absolutely hilarious. At the end of the show, when she came up in the bottom three, it was like being in Spartacus.
Oh no!
Yeah, raising their freaking phones and started voting.
No, it was a whole lot of like burn the witch, you know, kind of yeah. No,
I've never heard such an energy charge room before. It's absolutely magnificent. I recommend to anybody.
Attention advertisers, if you'd like to be, call Dean Snyder at 222-1011. Yeah, no, thank you, and thank you for coming down, Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I was listening earlier,
yes.
And you were talking about the potential that there will be two people that they choose.
Yeah.
If you look at the date, the series finale is on September 13th.
Ah, I'm
sorry. They're going to have four people left on that show unless they do another double.
Well, here's the thing, and I mentioned this briefly, and I'll talk more about this. I am probably going to be at the taping right before that. I'm probably going to be there Sunday the 10th. And I'm praying with every, and I'm going down on my own dime, but I mean, I'm praying with everything in me that she doesn't get kicked off the week before, because it would suck so hard to be in the, you know, oh, I'm going to see Rockstar, and then just to have, be there and have to cheer for Idiot Delana and company.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. That's Chris. Thank you. You know, here's an interesting thing, though, Kristen.
Yeah.
And everyone here. So we're talking about Rockstar Supernova. Now, this morning, someone sent me a thing this morning, and there's a lot of these we get, where it was what purported to be the itinerary for Supernova when they go on tour.
Yeah.
And they said that there was only one Northwest stop, which was Canada.
No,
and then somebody else sent me one that showed a date at the Memorial Coliseum.
Like February 13th or something like that.
Yeah. Squid actually was the one who sent it to us. So you got to figure, why would Supernova book a date in Portland? Not that we're not a big city, but I mean it.
Are you saying that they wouldn't feel the love from Portland if they didn't have Storm with them?
Well, they've gotten a tremendous response, apparently, from the Northwest.
Yeah, but it's not like when they go, you're the, every, you know, then they say that about everybody. You're the best crowd we've ever had.
Well, maybe there's something in her contract where she has to, like, be an opening act for them or, like, come on stage.
Hey, that would be interesting,
Or
actually.
It might be one of those things like what they do with American Idol and they take all the idols on tour. They might do a couple of things where they take, like, the top four people with them.
Yeah, maybe. The sad thing is that if Storm opened, you know, Storm and the Balls opened for like Delana and Supernova, we would still pay. We'd have to, though. We'd have to pay and go. That's the worst thing about that.
Yeah, but then everybody would leave.
Yeah, and then we should totally do that.
No, Davey would totally hook us up with tickets.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, I would feel like I'd have to buy a ticket out of obligation. But yeah, but just hold up a sign like, only here for Storm.
Yeah.
So, you know, all right.
Storm is our Supernova.
Seriously. Do we have any other observations, theories, conspiracies, what have you?
Nah, it's all crap.
That's the spirit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, Sarah knows who's in the bottom three tonight. Do you know who goes home?
Yes.
See, why do you have to tell me you have this information?
I went to check my desk, my computer, while you guys were doing commercials, and
right.
Somebody emailed me already, too. So.
Okay, here's the one thing that Sarah has revealed. That we know that Delana gets reamed.
And not once, but twice it's reported.
And let's talk about that. And I'm just going to talk about it now. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I am.
Where do we begin about spanking Delana?
I am not going to reveal, let's not reveal on the show the bottom three or who goes home. But let us do, we will talk about the fact that apparently Delana gets reamed by the judges. But my question is about what, Sarah? Do you know?
I guess that they finally do discuss the webisode.
Oh, about her offstage behavior.
Yeah, about how you're not supposed to talk, you know, smack about your peers. And that's all that she did was say negative stuff about everybody.
Well, that was what Storm herself speculated about. And then Lara speculated on that, too. She was being set up for a fall. Build her up, build her up, build her up as the heel. It's the puckification. It's the puck is what happens there. Built up, and then you get the ground yanked out from underneath you. So, well,
curious. And, you know, it's deserved, though.
Do you want to talk about that thing that the guy saw on TV?
Oh, let's do that, too. Let's do that, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and wrap it all up.
Okay.
So this is from our good friend Todd and Mrs. Corpse. A few people sent this to me, but did you get it from Todd?
Yes.
He sent it to you?
All right.
So Todd and Mrs. Corpse sent this to us, and this is something that Todd the Corpse saw on a Rockstar message board. So take it with that grain of salt. But this is a cut and paste from a message board for Rockstar Supernova. Do you want
to read it?
Yeah.
All right, take this with a grain of salt. This is one of the Rockstar forums. Someone reposted this after there was a promo on CBS that said this. This is a quote from a message board. They ran a 10-second commercial that featured Delana and only Delana. I just went back to look at it again. They said something that before Supernova, Delana was an unknown singer until she captivated America. Out of the final seven, we chose her to perform with Tommy Lee's new rock band Supernova. Wouldn't you love to make her a star? Don't miss Rockstar Supernova after Tuesday night's Big Brother.
So some
board op fell asleep at the board, if that's the case.
Seriously.
And played something he wasn't supposed
seriously.
To.
Seriously, that's like when they played Bob Hope's obituary early, like 10 years ago. And
well, but couldn't that be one of those things where they're going to do that with each of the, like...
Preparing for every eventuality.
Well, no, but just kind of say, if they put it the way that you just read it, Sarah, like... She could be, you know, you could make her the singer for Supernova. You know, might they not have the same kind of thing for Storm? you know, Storm was singing in,
fair enough,
you know, in Portland, Oregon, you could make her the star, you know.
It
might be featuring a different rocker.
Tonight is when the someone else performs with Supernova. So here's the thing to be looking for tonight.
I know who does that, too.
Who is it?
Did we tell you?
Yeah.
Toby.
Okay, here's the thing to be looking for tonight. Somebody noticed last week, it was also Todd the Corpse, who was an eagle eye at this sort of thing. He noted that last week when Delana sang with Supernova, they switched from video to film, which is a very important thing. That's very telling that they switched to a higher production value. The question is, do they do that every time someone sings with Supernova?
That will be the giveaway.
Well, so if Toby is on film tonight as opposed to video, then we don't know anything. If Toby is on video and not film, then to me, that proves that it's Delana. Unless they are going to pick her and Lucas.
God,
so that's the thing to be watching
for
tonight.
We need to get lives. What are we doing?
You know, in a month,
way
it's going to
make
be over.
Crazy,
you know?
Rick. Way to even just make me even more anxious.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I'm shutting my eyes.
You just looked. I saw you.
I didn't see it, though. All right, Kristen, thank you so much, sister.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you very soon. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll remind you again of what you ought to be doing tonight while your TiVo is taping a Rockstar Supernova. And Jen Lane will tell you all about that. It's 503-733.
We can go to the cat house after.
Yes, 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. Be back after this.
Listen up, you lucky. It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Lots going on this Wednesday night. First off, at Sabala's Mount Tabor in the Sideshow Lounge at 48th and Southeast Hawthorne, go check out the Cat House featuring Miss DJ Meow, which is Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. That starts at 10 o'clock, and it is free to attend. She'll be spinning some music there. At the Doug Fir tonight, go check out the French Kicks, Matt and Kim, and What Made Milwaukee Famous. That show starts at 9 o'clock. $10 for that show, and of course it is 21 and over. At Dante's Thrill Billy, Scotland Barr and the Slow Drags, and LaVon LaVon are playing starting at 10 o'clock. Also, Rockstar Supernova is being played at Dante's as well at 8 p.m. At the Food Hole, the New Bloods, Flies That Fight, and Take the Blame are playing. That starts around 9 o'clock. The Food Hole is at 20 Northwest 3rd Avenue at Sabala's Mount Tabor. Force Head Trauma and Mind Over Matter are playing in the main room. Thunder Ranch has I Can Lick Any SOB in the House. That's at 13456 Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard. And at the Tonic Lounge tonight, go check out Level the Vibes with Trinity Sounds, Small Axe, and Steve Trees. That starts around 9 o'clock. All right, that's all I've got for you for this evening. If you see me out and about, be sure to buy me a vodka soda with extra lime.
Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon. Only on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Hello. Pharrell on the bench.
This voice is the only time I can do Pharrell on the bench jokes. And only two people will even know what the hell I'm talking about, but it doesn't matter. I wish I could remember some more Pharrellisms.
Pharrell and Elvia.
Do you guys even have any idea? Nah, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Nope.
There used to be this guy. Well, there still is this guy, but he's not on the radio anymore. There's a guy named Scott Pharrell. He's a huge influence on me.
And he had his old voice, but he talked like this. This is his old delivery.
Huge influence. Him and Rush Limbaugh. Sounds strange to say. I am equal parts Rush Limbaugh and Pharrell on the bench. I got a picture of me somewhere with him in Vegas. This is a fascinating story, isn't it? All right. Thank you. Well, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, good friend Brad, the car guy.
Hey,
how you
Rick,
doing, man?
How can I be the man if you the man?
I can't do it anymore. I used to be really natural. I got to be the man. You got everything. What's up?
Hey, if you need Entourage, I've got all the episodes on my TiVo, along with about 60 Family Guys. I can burn them to DVDs.
God bless you, sir. I bought seasons 1 and 2. Season 3, I think I've got on my TiVo. And it sounds like Sarah's covered, but I buy that stuff as soon as it comes out just to support the show.
Yeah, nicely done. Hey, I just want to let you know real fast on the blog, because I'm just such a loser, and I did make Dante's last night. Check the East Coast stuff. Your name was all over it with Storm's interview that you did. People talking about what a cool chick she is and all that.
Oh, yeah. I think at this point, we're kind of speaking a little more frankly and bluntly with her than we were early on, because you know, because what are you going to do? I think for the first couple weeks we talked to her, we were being really careful about what we said, and I think we can sort of speak a little more honestly with her. I think last interview we did with her was the best one we've done, so.
Yeah, do you think this is like a marathon? She just seems like she's just tired of all the crap.
It wears on you. It's got to wear on you. Yeah, I think it does. Oh, I'm sorry. Sarah's yelling. We gotta do a thing. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, dude. All right, there you go. That's Brad the car guy. Let me find the, let me now welcome to the radio show.
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, official stenographer. How are you, sir?
I am doing good.
All right, where are we at?
No ill visa effects. We got to four of the six. You got to the Britney Watch, Bob Constantini, and the Rockstar Recap. Did not get to the Darwin Watch or the 10 Rockwell Peel invention.
Well, okay. And so it's 48?
48.
I wish I was dead. Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Jen Lane, what should people be doing tonight?
They should come to the Cat House at Sabala's and see me DJ and worship at my feet.
Okay. I second that. Excellent. I love a woman with spunk. All right. That happens tonight. You can find out more details at barflymag.com, correct?
That's correct.
And,
that's right. The new Barfly comes out September 25th. Barfly is back.
Very soon.
That's my mom's birthday.
Really?
Very soon, nice day. We will be pimping that relentlessly. All right. We want to next see a radio correspondent, Jim Roop and Bob Costantini today. Also, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, the lovely Kristen from Accounting. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Zarax Dillon for AM 970 Salad State Radio. Tim Riley, the news director, Scotty J. Moore, an interim manager of the Rick Emerson office, East Dave Zinn. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. Don't forget, starting Monday, we're a 4-hour show. Thanks for listening to Old Ambassador's Credit. I'll see y'all tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Bye. Sarah, you're a goddamn whore.